is the only explanation to the question at hand. Like years pain gone away in a single day. There's nothing that compares to the way you make me feel.
Yes, yes. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of This Is Recorded podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm going to be one thou wow with you. Man, it was really hard to get this one out, and it's hard every week, but I told myself I'm going to stay consistent, I'm going to be persistent, and I'm just going to keep going. And just making this thing drop every Wednesday, rain, sleet, hail, snow, mind games with myself, anything. I'm just still going to find a way to grind it out, to get it out, and keep this little bitty thing of mine called This Is Recorded Podcast. Thank you for listening again. Going, man. I just started, you know, that song was on my spirit. Thank you, everybody that's been tuning in to my first album. I got something special with that. I got something special with this podcast, man. I just wrapped a major podcast, man, for me. I'll be sharing next week. That's why I'm probably going to be on here too long with this one. I was preparing for that. I also started school to pick up a certificate. Clap for me. Pray for me and keep me going, keep me motivated. Push me, please. I need all the positive affirmations and manifestations to keep going. Because it definitely gets hard, you know, trying to balance school and life and work, you know, and school at this age. And school, honestly, after being disappointed multiple times, I might have said it on here before or not, I've failed the test to get in the radiology program twice by 2 points. And once I studied for months, like 3 months, and still I got in the test and it was like I almost didn't even know what I studied at all, because they don't really give you a guideline. They give you books that what could possibly be on the test, but there's no guarantee that's on the test. So I got one of those books and I was studying with my wife. I felt good. And that was after failing it twice by 2 points. And then I went and I took it, and it just seemed like I didn't study anything, you know, after studying for 3 months straight. And, you know, I just, you know, I wanted to just talk about thankfulness. And I started out with Brandy, He Is. So if you believe in God, if you believe in a higher power, it could be He Is, She Is, it could be anything you want it to be. But, you know, it's just like just that voice or that person or multiple people that keep you going, man. I'm just so thankful for the people in my life that keep me going. First and foremost, man, God, my wife, man, my beautiful wife that just keeps everything going. When I lose faith in myself, I lose faith in everything I'm doing. She's really there to pick me up. She's really there to help me. She's really there to guide me in the right direction. And sometimes I'll fight her on it. Like, you know, for school, I was done with school after, you know, my feelings were hurt. After failing twice and, you know, by 2 points and not getting it. And then by going to try it again, you know, after 5 years. Because I was like, maybe school's not for me and stuff. She just really keeps me motivated. And she's always there to lick my wounds for me. You know, and I've always needed that. I told her when we met, I prayed for her, man. And she came because I was really young and came off of the relationship I thought was something. And I was just young and just in search of love and that nurturing feeling. And I got that and more in my wife. So thank you. You know who you are, beautiful. But I also want to say thank you, man, to, you know, man, my boy Lil Duke, man. I just, young dude, but just really is positive and keeps me going and just send me random texts and motivation. And just sending random texts to people is such an underrated thing, or just a phone call, letter, something, just anything to let somebody know that you're thinking of them, that you love them, that you care about them, is really, really a big thing, man. And it goes a long way. Lil Duke is salute. I appreciate you. Can't wait to see all the things you do. My partner, man, in this creative space, G Merrick, he does all the artwork. He's an incredible artist that I'm going to get out there, and we're going to build on this dream. We're going to do this concert. We're going to do everything, man. I can't thank you enough for joining me on this ride, for helping me, man, and your queen, Rach, man, the whole family over there. It's just always a positive vibe whenever we see y'all touch down, man, to Pooh that's been on here with the Taste of Essence, to everybody, to Bridge, to Shay, everybody. You know, this is going to be big, so I'm going to have to hide my family. I'm going to be, the Hollywood type that don't show the family, but you all know who you are. But I just think a lot of people should be thankful for, you know, the people that came into their lives or said things in their lives when things was dark, things was hard, or you felt alone. And, you know, people in 2020 and during this pandemic and everything really show who they were, you know, good or bad. And it's just a blessing, and it's so beautiful to know that you have a certain few people that really help you along in life. So today and always, man, just go ahead and stop the podcast, send a little text out to somebody, and then say, you know, hey, you know, I appreciate you. I thank you for motivating me, for thinking of me at random times, for anything. Just always let somebody know you care. Let somebody know you're thankful for them, and let somebody know that they are special and they truly make a difference in your life.
Gotta stop caring for love. What did I have in my cup? I don't know where I woke up. I keep on pressing my love. I don't know where I woke up.
Bitch, get it together, bitch. You don't know who you went home with. We went home with again. Was he a friend? A friend of a friend? Was he a 4 or was he a 10?
I know.
My mama wouldn't like it if she knew about all my rendezvous and all my whereabouts.
I keep on
piling on bodies, on bodies, on bodies. Yeah, you couldn't stop it, girl. Gotta stop getting fucked up. What did I have in my cup?
Yes, Lord. Yes, God, man. What you just heard was Bodies from the legendary, the great Jasmine Sullivan, man. I've been on these hotels, man. You think I'm a thot the way I've been going so hard to this, man. But it's just, man, it's just so beautiful to see people like herself and the J. Cole's, the Kendrick's, to just like, they make music. They make real music to that. When they feel it, they come out and make music. And when they don't feel it or they don't have anything to say, they don't make music. And they work on themselves. And, you know, it's just something about seeing her in her tiny desk and listening to this album and just knowing how amazing her voice is, but also knowing how much she went through and how, you know, sad she was. She was in a bad relationship. I think she had stuff going on in her family and different things. And then just watching her tiny desk recently, I really just seen, like, the happiness, the genuine, like, I've been through so much, but I'm through it now, and I'm here, and I could create, and I could do beautiful things and make beautiful music. And it's just, man, salute, and so, 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 so happy for Jasmine Sullivan. And I want to be happy for everybody, especially that listen to this podcast, that, you know, have been through something, and it was hard, it was rough, but they're through it now, and they're better, and, you know, they can put on a smile, and they can, you know, please watch the Tiny Desk with Jasmine Sullivan, so you can just see the confidence is just oozing out of her skin. She's doing the performance in, like, a stylish trench coat, and, you know, I know she battled with weight before, and this and that, and what I noticed a trend of, I heard Charlamagne talk about it in different people before, is feeling worthy. And I feel like from time to time I battle with that as well. You know, I remember sharing with my wife recently, man, like at a young age, I used to feel like, man, like, you know, oh, this is about to be such a cool day at school. You know, I don't know. I don't even know if it's going to happen. I don't think I really grasped the idea of death, but I just felt like, wow, I don't know if I'm going to see it like that. That doesn't happen for me. Cool stuff like that doesn't happen for me. And it wasn't like I had this super bad life or nothing like that at a young age. I just always felt this sense of just like, just good things just don't happen to me. And I feel like a lot of people carry that wrong mindset that good things don't happen to them and for them. And I feel like we all need to really just get out of that mindset, get out of that mind frame, and know that you are worthy of everything that you have, everything you will have, and everything that is coming your way in the future. And just because, that's where you are right now in life, or you've been somewhere bad in life, don't let that define you. Let that be a part of your story, but don't let that be the whole story. Your story is a story of triumph, a story of glory, a story of, overcoming, and beauty and love and peace and prosperity. And just that's your story, and that's going to be your story. But I know for me, I'm talking to myself, and for many other Black people, possibly, just know that you are worthy, that you deserve everything and more. A lot of people in this world, for me, I know they see the glow on me. They see the happiness in me. And instead of saying like, hey, how did you obtain that? And how did you get that? And, what kind of things do you do? What kind of things you eat? What kind of things you listen to? Whatever. Instead of congratulating, doing that, a lot of people hate. And I'm learning to turn the other cheek. And I'm learning that a lot of people do that out of hurt, especially, Black people. It's just a lot of pain and a lot of hurt. And I think we pass that down sometimes to our children and family members and stuff, instead of expressing ourselves. A lot of people of us Black people don't believe in therapy and this and that, but I think we do have to heal, and we need to start that healing process in order to live this life that we all deserve, and also to change the narrative of the Black people that we, we just need to, we are beautiful, we are kings, we are queens, and we just need to adjust our crown and act as such, and just lift up our brother. And, even when somebody's coming at you or treating you some kind of way, it's like, always demand your respect, but know when it's from a real, violent hatred kind of place, or just know when this person is hurt and they don't know how to express that. A lot of people, you could want to fight and do things. In my life, I wanted to fight and hurt people and stuff like that. But I've noticed that the life they live and the life that they have to be a part of every day has done more damage than any physical or verbal damage I could ever do to them. So for me, I just try to live with peace and move on and try to avoid negative vibes as much as possible and negative people. And definitely when it comes to Black people, I don't want to tear nobody down. I want to try to lift them up, even though it's sad that a lot of us have this thing that we're going to go against each other. The whole crabs in the barrel mentality, different things. I think we could really change that. I think 2020, we're reflecting and seeing how us as Black people are treated and different things, I think it really showed that we can do better. And I think a lot of it is healing. I think the wounds of slavery are very, very deep, but our story does not start as slavery. We were kings and queens. We did great things. We continue to be inventors. We're always in entertainment. We're always doing something amazing and something positive. And that's more of what I want to, focus on for us as Black people. And for many people that, feel unworthy. Jasmine Sullivan is a beautiful story of feeling worthy and knowing worthy. And then just, she'll leave for 5 years and come back. And it's just, you could see that she knows she's worthy and that she has people in her life that make her feel worthy. And I want you to know that you are worthy. Yes, yes, for the love of you. And I really hope you love yourself. You know, I hope you look in the mirror and you know that, hey, what I see is a beautiful person. Like, for me, I look in the mirror and I'm like, hey, man, you worthy, you're a beautiful king, black king, you're worthy, man. And it just, you know, and sometimes it's hard, you know, to look at yourself in the mirror. It can be hard because inside, you know, you feel like your job isn't enough. You feel like you don't make enough money. You feel like you don't do enough for your family. You feel like you should be further along than you are. But you should just always know that each day is a chance to make a change and to make a different way of life for yourself. So each day that we wake up, we got another chance at life, and we're going to make it the best. We're going to, you know, just try to dodge negativity and bad thoughts, and we're going to just keep believing in ourselves, and we just never going to give up on ourselves. We're just going to, man, elevate and just always try to be better than we were yesterday. None of us are perfect beings, but we're all in search of just trying to be better than we were yesterday. And I think that's not such a tall task to ask. I don't think that's a, you know, a bad thing to ask. I just think, you know, with time and healing and therapy, whether it's listening to music, watering the plant, I love to light candles and just set a vibe. And I just like to laugh with my wife and family. And I like to create. Like, I love this podcast and do things. And it gets hard at times. And it's times that, you know, your worst enemy is your mind and your head. It knows you the best and knows how to trick you. And like, you don't really need to do that homework. You don't really need to, you know, apologize. You don't really need to do different things. But we do need to do these things, and we do need to keep pushing. My head hurts. I'm tired. I got to wake up at alarm clock set for 4:30 in the morning. It's almost 10 now. And I'm just like, I'm going to really push myself because this is what I believe in, this podcast. And man, I could balance my homework, and I have to stay up tomorrow and do my homework, and I could do a lot of things, but I just got to have that ultimate belief in myself, because nobody's going to believe in you like you, and you can't love anybody until you love yourself. So I just want to, you know, before we get out of here, just, you know, thank you for listening. Look out next week. I have a special podcast planned. It was a big one, man. I give you a little hint, man. This dude has done business with Jay-Z. So, wow. I can't believe I got this podcast. But it's just a blessing, and it just shows persistence and consistency, man. And just, you know what he said. I give you a sneak peek in this podcast. He said that, you know, hey, Reggie, I seen that, you know, we've communicated before on social media, but until you had your stuff together and you had an idea and you had a plan, you didn't ask, you know, for it. And that's the thing, you know, we all want these things and we want to be rich and this and that overnight, but we got to work at it, and we just got to stay positive. And like, if it was to happen tomorrow, a lot of us wouldn't be ready for it. So we got to appreciate those hard days. We got to appreciate the grind of trying to figure it out. And we just got to love the process and work with the process. Be thankful for the people that motivate us and keep us going. I thank everybody that listens to this podcast, shares it, word of mouth. And just know that you are worthy, man. I just really, that's been really heavy on my heart lately. Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they be in bad relationships, or they, you know, talk bad about themselves or anything because they feel like they're not worthy. And we all are worthy of love. We all are worthy of happiness. We all are worthy of prospering in whatever we choose to do in life. And just always seek that, you know, whatever it is that you want to obtain for your, like, complete peace, just keep seeking it. Keep going for it and you will achieve it. Never give up on yourself. Always love yourself. Always know that you're worthy. Meditate. Take a breather. Take a trip by yourself. Take a trip with family. Change the scenery for a little while. But I just really want everybody to know that we can do all things, man. Just with good people around us, belief in ourselves, belief in our faiths, whatever you choose to believe in, and just know, you know, really, really want to keep that theme of you are worthy, man. And I just can't thank you enough. Stay tuned. I got some things I'm working on. My wife's going to kill me. I got some homework that I'll be working on. But I just wanted to give you a little something to keep that consistency and show people that I'm dedicated, I'm trying. And, you know, we'll look back at this time like, damn, he really kept going and it paid off, because it will pay off one way or another. And this is recorded.